You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Experiences of African Americans have been expressed in song and dance, in poetry, artwork, writing, speech, and of course in music. And this Saturday, February 2nd, at Hiram Johnson High School in the Performing Arts Center, the Sacramento Youth Symphony, the premier orchestra of the symphony, presents Dream Variations Concert. Artistic director and conductor Michael Newman is in the studio to talk with me about the event. Maestro, welcome.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Also with us is 17-year-old Omar Wabi from Franklin High School in Sacramento. He is principal clarinet in the Premier Orchestra, and it's a pleasure to have you here. Hi, Omar.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me here today.
So, Maestro, your themes are always inventive, imaginative, and so community-oriented. Will you tell me the genesis of this concert?
Certainly. Well, about a year and a half ago, actually, our general manager, Robert Vann, planted the seed about doing a concert honoring the African-American scene. And I took that seed and thought about it for a while. This was a year and a half or so ago, because I like to plan things way early. And I thought about it, and you're right, there's some pretty innovative things I've done over the time, Courage and Valor and Veterans Day concerts, et cetera, et cetera.
Symphony of 1000.
Symphony of 2000. Exactly. And the East meets West. Some very interesting. And so I thought we haven't done something of this nature regarding the African-American experience. And Saturday night will be the culmination of that seed that was planted a year and a half ago. And instead of just doing like one or two pieces like a traditional concert, I wanted to really involve the African-American community in this entire concert slash event. It really is an event. And so we have a poet laureate Indigo Moore. We have a council member to be one of the speakers. I think it's District 7.
Rick Jennings.
Rick Jennings II, who also I did not know this was a Raider. And won a Super Bowl on the Raiders team. So it will be a rather eclectic program with a lot of variety in it and a very powerful one, I believe.
How does this work in the orchestra then, Omar? The maestro brought a couple new pieces of music,
yes.
Or are you tapping into music that you'd already learned?
So actually all of the music that we were exposed to were basically all new things for me, actually. Traditionally, I've always been playing classical music. I've stuck to classical clarinet. And by being exposed to new genres, including jazz, it's definitely been a really exciting experience. But it's all new. It's all fun. And at least for me and all of my fellow section mates, it's always a pleasure to play new music.
What did you know or connect to, either musically or as a person, in terms of African-American history? And through this music, what have you been broadening your understanding of?
Well, in terms of how I've been able to connect to this music, jazz, ever since I heard it live on the radio when I was young, I always felt I had a connection with it. It fit my personality in the sense where I love to be creative and spontaneous when it comes to creating new things. And jazz is all about improvising on a given line, and a lot of times just being given a key and just being told to improvise from there. So in that sense, you know, my creative personality really fits in with the type of music we've been exposed to. And then basically in terms of an orchestra, how that has related has just been obviously, you know, adding in character and style and really being able to bring out that vitality in the music.
Well stated,
wow.
I must say. Well stated.
Very impressive. Do most of the youth symphony performers come with some background in studying their instrument, some understanding of theory?
Different degrees,
okay.
Absolutely. But young people who are in the Premier Orchestra have earned that right to be in that orchestra, sometimes going through the ranks of the younger orchestras, the less experienced. some, in fact, Omar right here is probably the most well-versed when it comes to theory and history, because I do introduce that to the young people in the orchestra, as opposed to just rehearsing the music. I like to put it in historical perspective, etc. But the focus of the Premier Orchestra and the entire Youth Symphony, which I am artistic director, is on classical music. So this is an education for everybody, including myself.
Omar, you have your clarinet with you. In fact, you have two, in case we can get to two different pieces.
Right.
And you started with the Youth Symphony how many years ago?
It's now my seventh year, so 7 years ago now.
So you moved up in chairs.
Yes.
Up in position. Would love to hear you play live. So what will you perform for us?
So I'll be performing the solo from We Shall Overcome.
And this is part of the program, Maestro?
Yes. We Shall Overcome will, in fact, conclude the concert, and it will be done in a very different and powerful way, I believe. I'm not going to divulge that at this point, but it will also involve Omar, and I think will be a very fitting conclusion to this particular concert.
Here is 17-year-old Omar Wahbi from the Sacramento Youth Symphony's Premier Orchestra.
Very beautiful.
Say something about the technique we're hearing in the clarinet, in the breath, in the touch of the note.
Omar would be better to discuss that. Those are the intricacies and the technical proficiency that he has. Omar, would you like to talk about that briefly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to playing the clarinet, it's a combination of obviously the fingers and also the embouchure. You know, the way that you also blow air into the reed is so important because that basically determines how much you project. And working on sound is always something that us clarinetists are always striving to improve on. I know at the beginning of every practice session I always do long tones on every note in the register of the clarinet in order to improve that. So it's a combination of sound and scales and the fundamentals that allow me to improve.
You have to override your biochemistry, too, because it's one thing to be getting ready for practice and breathing. It's another to be on stage or in a radio studio and making sure that your breath stays steady and even in spite of your heart racing or your blood pressure pumping up a little bit.
Yeah,
for sure. Very true. For all of us, I think that's true.
Again, the Sacramento Youth Symphony Dream Variations concert is Saturday night at 7:30 at Hiram Johnson High School in the Performing Arts Center. I want to share with you a conversation with two more members of the Youth Symphony, and this conversation was recorded by Esther Myers. She's a senior at Winters High School. She's an intern with Cap Radio's music department. She also played with the Youth Symphony at one point.
Yes, she played French horn, and she was with the Sacramento Youth Symphony. And we have such a wonderful, rich history of young people, very highly talented young people who have come through the ranks and been part of our organization. And we've been in existence for over 60 years in continuous operation.
This was actually then a perfect assignment for Esther. So you're going to hear some of her conversation, and it starts with two of the musicians who will be performing Saturday night.
Hi, my name is Dariush Makhani. I'm a senior at Oak Ridge High School, and I play bassoon.
I'm Mason Cox. I'm also a senior. I also play bassoon, and I'm from El Dorado High School.
So what does playing a concert with this kind of music by African-American composers mean to you guys who are probably used to playing music by the three Bs, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms.
It means a lot to me, actually. It's very interesting to see some of this music that was published, you know, before the civil rights era, you know, in the 30s, and to imagine how difficult it would be to become a respected composer when, you know, you're so discriminated with. And I'm just glad that we're able to be in a time where we can play music that's written by anybody.
I think for me, it's more about the sheer amount of raw emotion that went into all these pieces. You think about a lot of feelings of anger and frustration and really a lot of really dark things in human nature that comes out in this music that we don't really get to see or express that much.
When and how did you choose the instruments that you play now?
I play piano as my main instrument, but I think my bassoon is a very, very close second. I play bassoon because my mom said she played bassoon when she was in high school. And so I started on the clarinet, worked my way through oboe all the way to bassoon, and here I am.
So mine's the complete polar opposite. My parents never did music. They really appreciate it, and they have inspired me to keep going. But I started because my band director in fifth grade played the Pink Panther on the alto saxophone. And from that moment on, I was like, hey, that's cool. I want to be able to play that. So I was able to practice to the point where I got that. And then I switched schools. And in seventh grade, my new band director was like, hey, you're pretty good at that. Let's see what you can do with this bundle of sticks. And so, you know, that's kind of how I was chosen by fate, really. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for those conversations, Esther. It's fun to hear them talk separate from the rehearsal, isn't it, Maestro?
I love it. The stories are endless and usually very fascinating.
That's Maestro Michael Newman, and Omar Wahbi is here. What's your story of beginning with music, Omar?
Well, for me, my parents didn't have much musical background either. My dad did play baritone horn when he was in high school. But other than that, my musical background has started with piano. I actually started on piano when I was six, and I started clarinet when I was in fifth grade in elementary school. And I've gone from there since. I joined the Sacramento Youth Symphony in sixth grade, starting in the classic orchestra, and basically moved up in the chairs over the years. And playing in Premier Orchestra has definitely given me a whole new take on music in general and really helped me to understand that music is all about telling a story. And it's beyond just playing the notes on the page. It's all open to interpretation. And it's really what keeps me motivated to always keep playing is that there's always something new to be found in a piece, no matter how many times you play it. You always revisit a piece with a new mindset and always something new to tackle.
Hmm. As a pianist, though, you grew up knowing about Scott Joplin's music.
Yes.
And if you love jazz, you heard Duke Ellington. Right.
Right.
But, Maestro, taking this kind of music, and as those students so eloquently described, the emotion and the push, the voice of this music to students who are used to being classically trained and performing.
Well, Beth, if I may say, a lot of times when we play a piece, we play the music, but then when the history is, then I will tell the history and the meaning. Then we play it 5 minutes later, and it sounds like it sounds different because the emotion, the context is what makes it so amazing. Hmm. And I find that's true when with that little bit of spark of inspiration, when that is given, you can hear it in the music.
Can we try that, Omar? Mm-hmm. Can you give me, you know, the first phrases of We Shall Overcome mm-hmm. again and tell me where in that you're making sure that the clarinet is saying emotion. Will you talk me through it a little bit?
Yeah. Would you like me to also play?
Sure.
Okay.
If you would kind of talk and demonstrate.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bit of a curveball.
Yeah, yeah. So basically when it comes to the solo, it's all about, obviously, also it's all about the phrasing and really being that one voice that really sticks out and, you know, trying to voice out emotion. And I feel like the emotion that really comes out in this solo is that of sorrow, but also of hope. And the way I try to blend that into the piece is by including high points where it's loud and low points where it's soft. So I'll demonstrate with the first phrase. And it's this continuous push and pull of the tempo and also that sort of dynamic where it's as if there's a question and there's an answer. Like you're asking a question of whether something is right or whether I should do something, and then maybe reply. Maybe it's the right thing, maybe it's not. And it culminates in the highest point, the loudest point of the solo, and gradually retreating as if the person that I'm embodying in the solo is resolved and knows what he or she is going to do. Mm.
I think you're ready to teach, Omar.
I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn.
What are you planning to do with music?
Well, I am definitely going to keep music for sure as a hobby throughout my life. I am considering to minor in music when I get to college and play in the symphony orchestra in college, and to continue playing clarinet and piano for basically as long as I live. I don't think I'll be stopping anytime soon, for sure.
We have a clip that Esther also recorded of some of the rehearsal at Sacramento Youth Symphony, and I think it's fun to listen to because you see or you get a glimpse into the lightness. You're going to hear some laughter, and let's just dive right in and you'll hear what I mean. Okay, so then they go back at it again. But everybody shares in those moments.
Absolutely, and that's what rehearsals are all about. My intention in rehearsals is to make it fun, to make it educational, and to make it meaningful. So I can tell you from my experience, most of the young people in the Premier Orchestra really, really look forward to our Tuesday night rehearsals. They come from a variety, 20, 30, 40 different schools or homeschools. And for many, the Sacramento Youth Symphony evening of rehearsal is absolutely a high point.
Omar, would you perform one more piece of music for us? I think this time we're going to get a little bit of the classical. And Maestro, you could do the introduction.
Well, Omar, I think you're going to play some Mozart from the Mozart Clarinet Concertos. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just also, if I have just one moment here, some of the important people that are part of this particular concert. William Grant Still, a composer. We're playing two of his pieces, one from the Afro-American Symphony that he wrote, but also with Chase Spruill, a violinist who was an alumni of the Sacramento Youth Symphony back in, I think, 2001. Mm. He's now gone on to wonderful things, and he's a violinist, and he will be playing the suite for violin and orchestra, also by William Grant Still. But having Omari Tau, for instance, as our MC.
Wonderful.
He was in the original Broadway show of Lion King. He's a very eloquent speaker. He's a dancer. He does multitudes of things. And he will be our MC. And then having Indigo Moore and Julian Dixon from the Sacramento Philharmonic and Opera playing a tuba solo. He'll play Amazing Grace sitting on the stage playing that all by himself. It's going to be very powerful. Mm. But now back to Omar and some Mozart clarinet concerto. Thank you.
Omar Wahbi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to your performance on Saturday night. And again, that is the Dream Variations Concert Saturday night, the Sacramento Youth Symphony Premier Orchestra with special guests, special choral music, and of course, Maestro Michael Newman conducting an orchestra of how many? How many young people on stage?
About 75 young people, and there will be some choir members who will, that we will have as well. And by the way, the full title is Dream Variations, A Symphonic Celebration of the African American Experience. That is the full title of this concert.
Thank you both for being here today. Thanks for the preview.
Thank you, thank you.
Good luck
pleasure.
With this very special event.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll post a link for more information at capradio.org/insight. And this is Insight on Cap Radio.